know that I did some stuff during the global pandemic, and I found out that I will risk my life and the well-being of others around me for some chips and guac.
It's a Saturday night at the Asheville Beauty Academy. That's a nightclub, not a salon. And host Marlene Thompson has warmed up a full house as a stand-up comedy duo from Chattanooga called Good Cop, Rad Cop takes the stage.
So good to be here in the home of a billion breweries. All right.
Normally, a DJ would spin records here, and indeed there will be one once the night's comedy is over. But the reason there's comedy here at all is a woman toward the back of the room made it happen. Melissa Hahn isn't a comedian, but without a dedicated comedy club in Western North Carolina, nobody is more responsible than Hahn for the current landscape for local stand-up. Before the pandemic, she built up regular evenings at a handful of Asheville locales and occasional specials. One of those specials featured Bobcat Goldthwait and Dana Gold at the former Mothlight to tape a comedy special a month before the pandemic. Under the brand Model Face Comedy, Hahn finally brought in enough money to drop the service job she has held since graduating Warren Wilson College.
I paid a month and a half's worth of rent from one comedy show, which has never happened. I had almost the entire year booked out. I had huge shows coming through. And then the world shut down.
Hahn is talking from the patio of her Montford neighborhood apartment. While sniffing about are her two dogs. One is blind, and the other has three legs and a name drawn from Sam Malone of the 1980s sitcom Cheers. That patio was one of the few outdoor venues where Hahn was able to stage comedy during the shutdown. Finding a job at a grocery store was a lifeline.
I think I just had a low-level year-and-a-half-long panic attack, like everyone else. For my mental health, it's been very hard. I went from the biggest show I've ever done to essentially losing everything I had built in a couple weeks. So it was a real steep fall. I had to drain my business account so I could eat.
Hahn, who is 34, grew up in Cincinnati and emerged from Warren Wilson College as too many graduates do, with a degree, a foggy picture of her professional future, and one terrifying thought.
That I will die with this debt.
So, as Hahn puts it, she followed the path of too many graduates and bartended her way through early adulthood. After losing a job about 10 years ago, a friend invited her to volunteer for the Asheville Comedy Festival, and that led to a job with the festival.
I've done comedy. I've performed from time to time. It's just not my favorite thing. I get a lot more joy from booking and organizing the events and seeing it go well than I do from writing.
Ryan Darling is half the musical comedy duo Good Cop, Rad Cop, who also books comedy shows in his hometown of Chattanooga.
Melissa is who I look up to as a producer. She does the absolute best in independent comedy. A lot of clubs are more about selling nachos and drinks and all of that, where Melissa really actually cares about putting on the best possible show.
Hahn said she's working to feature more women and queer comics. But while most venues have reopened their doors, Hahn said not all have yet welcomed back comedy. And she added that some managers she previously had relationships with aren't returning her calls post-pandemic.
The comics are very ready. The audience is pretty ready. Venues are not ready. Places are so desperate for money because they've been closed for so long that having a set number of people for a few hours will make less money than just turning tourists and just pouring drinks down faces.
Not surprisingly, Hahn has a dream of opening an Asheville club dedicated to comedy.
I don't have $5 million to buy a building downtown. I have $12, so that's not going to happen anytime soon. I've definitely been living that classic Asheville lifestyle of always having three or four jobs. And the goal is to get it down to, you know, one. I want to just do what I do.
Model Face Comedy is producing shows June 24th and 26th at the Magnetic Theater in Asheville and June 30th at Asheville Beauty Academy. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.